MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Keith McLachlan. You find him at Integral Asset Management. Keith, appreciate the early morning time. Momentum Metropolitan trading update yesterday. That was for the 9 months ending March. We'll touch on that in a sec, but I'm interested on their comment around floods in KZN. Now, of course, those floods were April. They fall outside the period, but they did have some points to make around it.
Certainly, and morning, Simon. Yeah, so Momentum unpacked the exposure, and the moment you chop out reinsurance, they only have about 50 million that they anticipate that's going to knock their fourth quarter. More importantly, this quarterly trading update for the 9 months includes the Omicron wave that came through. And as a life insurer, well, predominantly a life insurer, because they have a complex business, there's a lot more in the mix than just life insurance. But as predominantly a life insurer, they were more exposed to the COVID excess mortality over the last about I'm losing count of how many years.
Yeah, two in a bit. And overall, I mean, this trading update is longer than some companies' set of results. And that's because insurance is complex and because Metropolitan itself is a complex beast. But, I mean, generally, a good set of numbers. And I appreciate this base effect because although there was COVID here, obviously, to March of 2021, there was a lot more of it as we went through some much worse waves. But still, I thought not a bad update.
So I quite like this statement. And if you go have a look, they specifically have a segment on the impact of COVID-19 pandemic on the group. And they say the direct impact on the group was muted. Now you need to realize what life insurers are selling and what they really want. What they want is they want a very stable environment, everyone progressively getting healthier and living longer. That pushes out when you have to pay these claims, and then want steadily rising markets. And we've literally had the opposite of that in the last two odd years, where ignoring the markets being volatile and the like, we've had a period of excess risk. So in KZN, we've had riots and flood. COVID has created excess mortalities. And everyone forgets COVID also created business interruption. So from an insurance perspective, it's been a nightmare 2 years. These are really good results, and it shows they're coming out the back end of it, particularly if you look quarter and quarter for the various claims. So they started Q1 this year with 4.6 gross mortality claims. Q2 was 2.5. Q3 was 1.8. And that's gross, so it's not showing reinsurance. If you dig a little bit deeper, they're still sitting with about 693 million in terms of COVID provisions on their balance sheet for Q4. But you could see COVID receding, and it's not the virus; it's the excess mortality of the virus that's the risk here in a business like this.
Yeah, they're not going to need all of that. And if I just, I mean, the headline earnings they say is going to be for those three quarters around 58. Stocks trading at 15.80. If they make nothing for the fourth quarter, and of course they will, it puts them on a forward PE of around 10. I mean, this is a good price.
I would focus more on the embedded value and momentum. So embedded value for the listeners' benefit, embedded value is effectively where the actuaries within Momentum go and present value all the expenses and all the costs and all the revenues and all the premiums and expected claims. Basically, they're building an actuarial DCF. That's what embedded value
okay.
is.
Yeah.
Overly simplistic view, but and they would shoot me for saying that, but that's what it is. Now, if you go and have a look at Momentum share price tracking its embedded value, its 10-year historical average is about a 17% discount to that embedded value. So the market often trades a slightly below. If you have a look at Sunlum trades almost 1-to-1. With its embedded value. This is a very key metric. But Momentum at this point, the embedded value grew over this period. It's sitting at 28 Rand 77 versus a share price of 15.80 and some change. It's a 44% discount to its embedded value. This stock is massively cheap, and yet it's experiencing tailwinds as COVID recedes. Hilly and Risto clean up the group and drive earnings and better value, things are moving in its favor. This is, in my opinion, overly cheap.
Yeah, I was looking at that, and I'm trying to find the chart for it, but I'll find it and I'll tweet it later in the day. But certainly that embedded value discount does look somewhat extreme. Keith McLachlan, Integral Asset Management, appreciate the early morning. The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.